And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcaster Newsroom with your news for your hour. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of Bed Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bed Axe. State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across Michigan's 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker says the informal sessions will give constituents an opportunity to ask questions, discuss state issues, and hear an update on the recently finalized state budget, along with other legislative priorities. Alexander will be at the Marlette Township Hall on Monday, July 27th from 9 until 10 a.m., Additional office hours are scheduled for Friday, July 31st, from 9 to 10 a.m. at Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by 11 a.m. to noon session at Sandusky Airport. No appointments are required. Residents who cannot attend but would like to speak with Representative Alexander may contact his Lansing office by phone or email. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed Michigan's fiscal year 2027 state budget into law, completing what the administration describes as its eighth consecutive balanced bipartisan spending plan. The budget includes continued funding for free breakfast and lunch for Michigan's 1.4 million public school students, extends several tax relief measures, and invests in road repairs, workforce development, small business, and higher education. Among the largest investments are $343 million in additional local road funding, bringing total road funding to $3.1 billion, along with more than $532 million for the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, which supports tuition assistance for community college and four-year university students. The budget also provides $25 million to expand the Michigan Reconnect program for adults seeking tuition-free community college opportunities. State officials say the spending plan also includes $184.3 million to help Michigan respond to new federal Medicaid and SNAP requirements by funding additional staffing, benefit navigation, workforce services, and administrative costs. Economic development remains a focus of the budget, with funding for small business growth, tourism promotion, workforce training, science and technology education, and Michigan's defense and aerospace industries. And the Huron County Election Commission has cleared the way for potential recall elections against three county commissioners. In a hearing held yesterday morning, the commission, consisting of probate judge Julianne Ferris, treasurer Cheryl John, and clerk Lori Neal, certified the language for recall petitions targeting commissioners Sammy Curry, Scott Moust, and John Hunt. All three recall efforts are rooted in a single legislative action, the commissioner's July 2025 vote in favor of Resolution 2585, which authorized 15,000 acres for solar energy facilities across 15 county-zoned townships. In District 1, the petition against Commissioner Sammy Curry was filed by Travis Albrecht, was approved after the commission deemed the language clear and factual. Curry, who attended the hearing, said he would not appeal the decision, emphasizing his commitment to listening to constituents. And in District 3, the petition against Commissioner Scott Moust, sponsored by Maggie Agink, faced minor scrutiny regarding the specific designation of the petitioner's residence. The commission ultimately ruled the language sufficient, knowing that both the city and township of Caseville fall within the district. In District 5, the petition against Commissioner John Hunt, filed by Steve Guza, was also approved. Commissioner Hunt addressed the commission, acknowledging the vote, and stating he would not appeal, leaving the decision to the voters of his district. With the language now certified, the recall sponsors have until August 1st to file any appeals. And should the process move forward, sponsors must secure the required number of signatures to place the recall questions on either the November ballot or a special election in May. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.